get away, get away.
I got them shaking it. We play Congo,
man. I'm shaking the city. And alive. On Blog Talk Radio. For another special edition. Stuff happened, you know. So, since things happened, I'm going to the double show. I know you guys will enjoy this one. Obviously, this is the Sports Club Board Deck. Take command, take warning. Both those teams will come into play here shortly. Once again, I am Jeremy, the Impact York from Impact Media. Thanks for joining us. If you listen to one shows and not the other, enough, you're missing out. But I don't know. We may continue to do a couple of these double ones like this for a while. I don't know. Just depends on how things happen. No, thanks to some traffic issues earlier in the week and just some overall life things that we'll do the double show tonight. Fun stuff to talk about. We will get into that later, including my weekend plans. If I remember, which means is, I will write it down right now, we have a segment that we're going to kind of close out everything with. I think you guys are going to enjoy that. Of course, we're going to get into all the board check things. We're going to talk some Hurricanes, some NHL. We will talk AAF, big time AAF right now. Talk NFL, free agency, craziness. Yeah, bunch of at this point it reminds me of the ping pong balls that they get for the lot. There's just a bunch of moving parts, all the various places. But it's a lot of fun stuff, you know. But first, let's get into some NHL news, obviously. Everybody's geared up for the playoffs. Atlanta Gladiators, you know, trying to Gladiators gearing up for hopefully a playoff run. The Hurricanes are trying to do the same. I believe they currently sit in a very precarious but good wild card spot. All right, let's just look at the standings. Let's look at the standings and find out. Come on. There we go. Your standings as of right now in the NHL, you've got a lot of games going on right now, actually. I know the Lightning are playing, the Wild are playing. Hurricanes play tomorrow night. Let's see. Eastern Conference in the Metropolitan Division, you got the Washington Capitals, New York Islanders, surprise New York Islanders, and surprise Pittsburgh Penguins. In the Atlantic, you've got Tampa Bay, who has already clinched the state spot. You got Boston, short spot right now, your top five. The Columbus Blue Jackets at number three. Carolina has a 2-point lead on Columbus. Columbus actually has the same point below them, but they own the tiebreaker. A couple teams in striking distance. Philly had 76 points. Florida has 72. I would really pretty much count out Buffalo, the New York Rangers, the Devils, Ottawa, and Detroit. They're pretty much, I think. But, I mean, there's a chance at 83 points. I mean, there's a chance they could, they could maybe sneak up into top three in the division. A handful of games left. And they've played 70 games at this point, at least about 11. I mean, you know, it could happen. This Carolina team is just outstanding, though, you know? truly outstanding. You got the trade for Nina Ryder that has worked out in folds, just in spades, I guess, in closers, in everything. You know, kind of watching the Calvin DeHaan injury update. He did get popped in the eye, and then they are going to really watch that. Did shut out the Avalanche. This team is just kind of things they're doing. And I, for one, am not surprised. I knew, you know, at some point they were going to get better, right? Now, I knew you could see in the previous years them building up, making a move here, move there. Some work, some don't. But the things ever since Tom Dundon has taken over as the principal owner of the team have just been fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic, the kinds of things that are happening. Although, funniest thing of the week, probably best thing of the week, is Tripp Tracy received the snow shower. He was, I guess, standing behind the bench during warm-ups. It was actually quite funny, and one of the players came by there and pretty much showered him over there. It was pretty funny. If you get a chance, NHL.com's got the video of that. But no, this Canes team, it's kind of like you're going to see in the NFL upcoming year. These teams that you didn't think were as close as they were only missing some key component. No disrespect to anybody who was here before, but what the Canes were missing, and we all know this, what the Canes were missing was consistent goaltender play. And not just the starter, or not just the backup, both. And what Peter Mrazek and McElhaney have done this year is add that stability. They know no matter which one is in net, in goal, that night, it doesn't matter. You're going to get the same consistent performance. And that goes a long way. So now, instead of the defenders having to go over and above to keep people off the goaltender and help them out, now they can just do it normally, and they can play up a little bit and increase the offense, which is exactly what has happened. The emergence of Sebastian Aho, the progression of Teuvo Teravainen this year, Svechnikov holding down, Wallmark. Nobody had him penciled in where he is and the roles he's been in. Everybody has only played their role. Everybody has played above expectations. And that is just, that's how you do it. You have to put it all together and it has to all work, so that, and not all have the same off night. That's the way that works. But yeah, the Hurricanes, I mean, they stand a pretty good shot of making the playoffs, potentially as a wild card. I mean, like I said, they could sneak in. And outside of Tampa Bay, I don't know if they are a matchup nightmare all the way around. All the way around. You know, they did get blanked 8-0 at home versus Winnipeg. They were just tired. They were tired. They had 2 back-to-back overtime games in the past week before that. There's no excuses. They were just tired. They were due a game where it just seemed like they weren't all together. Because the very next night, they beat a very, very good Nashville Predators team who will more than likely be in the playoffs again. More than likely make a deep run, just like they always do. They try and beat them on the next night 5-3. Then they blank Colorado 2 days later on a Monday night, 3-0 in Colorado. That was in Nashville, the Predators game. And then they get a long overdue 3-day rest period before they play tomorrow game Columbus versus the Blue Jackets. Remaining part of the week, they will be at home Thursday, at home versus Pittsburgh. And we'll talk about the other ones next week. But no, this Hurricanes team has been an absolute joy to watch. Just so great. I'm glad everything is coming together. And, you know, I hope they not only make the playoffs, I hope they win at least series or two. I mean, who knows? They could potentially do more. We just have to see. The NHL playoffs are almost like a lot of other ones, but unique because it's kind of like NFL, except for there's a deal. It's all you have to do is make the dance. And then once you're in, for the most part, throw the numbers away. It's start over. Can you beat somebody in a 7-game series? And in hockey, I've seen 7 and 8 seeds just smoke the top seeds. And I've seen the top seeds completely smoke a 7 seed. I've seen 4s and 5s. Anything can happen, but they're definitely going to be in. Let's see, how many games do they have left? Do we have that? So there's 1, 2. March 13th, 10th March, it's playoff time. What an exciting time, right? What an exciting time. Let's move on to the ideas real quick, and then I got a few NHL-wise, and then we'll jump into some NFL next. The Gladiators are another team that are just playing out of their mind. And I say this knowing that the past handful of years, it's more entertaining than good watching the Gladiators. They had a lot more downs than ups, but it seems like they're putting a lot of stuff together. Right now, obviously, the Florida Everblades are running over everybody. They are 20 points ahead of the Solar Bears, who are in second. But just go a handful down. Just 10 points behind the Solar Bears is our Gladiators. Kind of crazy, really. And every time you turn around, they're stringing together 2 or 4 wins in a row. Once again, you get consistent play. It's not just, I don't know that you definitely can't call the number, but I don't know if you could ever show enough appreciation to Sean Bonner, otherwise known as Bones, for all that he has done this season. A few outside may not even be enough. I mean, just off the charts. You look play some of the leaders. We'll just go with the forwards. Justin McDonald has 44 points. That's 19 goals and 25 assists. In fact, who is the goal leader? That's Nick Bly, who has 23. McDonald's second. The captain, Derek Nesbitt, at 15. Port, McKenzie, Overhart. These are games that if you follow along, if you watch, if you're doing the games, if you're keeping up whatsoever, these are the names you're hearing all over the place, all the time. Widmar, Maine. Avery Peterson slowly making his way under there, and he hadn't been around that long. Nesbitt with all the assists, McDonald, McKenzie, Bly. It's just such a great mix. I mean, they have, let's see, they have 5 players with at least 31 points or better, and they have at least 5 more. These are all forwards that have at least 10, and the other two are pretty new to the team, and they still have 6 and 4. You look at what the defensemen have done. John Fergel, however you want to say it. The 8 goals, 15 assists, but just steady defensive play. You got Galley, who was on this show. Malatesta. Flegel. Remember I said I got to chop it up with him for a third period and part of an overtime. That dude is super smart. And, hey, if I'm going to fight, I want him on my side because he doesn't lose. You know, Vital Cody, Jack Stander, all these guys, you know. Even the contributions of the Kevin Montgomerys and the Josh Victors and the Kyle Chabins. Ones you may not have heard of, but these guys, just everything they're doing. It's all, think of it like baking a cake. A lot of people put emphasis on maybe flour, or you put emphasis on type of icing you want to put on it, or maybe a color. Every ingredient plays a part in making that cake great. That has to play a part. Every part needs to be played, like a Shakespearean play. Shakespeare, I think it was him, there's no such thing as a small part, only small actors. Same thing here. Like I said, Bones, he's played 37 games. He has 18 wins, 13 losses. That's not a bad season at all. Michael Bitzer has been in 19 games and been fantastic. Bonner's had 4 shutouts. Bitzer had 1. Everybody on this team doing everything they can. But support the Gladiators all you can, you know. They got fun upcoming games and such. We're going to try to make as many as we can. We'll try to keep you guys updated as to what we're thinking about. You know, up the schedule. Check out the old schedule here. Up the schedule. They play tomorrow night. Allen versus the Everblades. They play tomorrow night is tomorrow night being the 15th. Is Hockey Heritage Night. It's a night that I wish I could make it to, but some things going on tomorrow will prevent me from doing as much. They're going to celebrate the past Atlanta Pro Hockey teams. They're going to feature themes with the Flames, the Knights, and the Thrashers. Every period is going to focus on one of those three, including laser light shows and things like that, I believe. And they're going to wear their Atlanta Hockey Heritage third jerseys, which pay homage to all three teams. That's going to be fantastic. Then on Sunday, you get St. Patrick's Day. It's also Princess Day. I'm top done. So on Sunday, since I will probably not see you guys on Sunday. Yeah, I'll probably not see you guys on Sunday for that. Go ahead and happy St. Patrick's Day. Take pride in the fact that not only can you celebrate your favorite princess at the game, you can also celebrate that there are no snakes in Ireland, which that's a good thing, right? Probably no cats in America either. Beyond that, let's see. No, we'll talk about that game next week. They, counting those two games there, they have 12 games, including 6 home games that more than likely will be at a couple of those. We'll let you guys know on those. But, yeah, just everything that they've done this year has just been phenomenal. It's been really great being able to follow along with them and just enjoy their season, enjoy everything that they've done the same way that you guys have done as well. As everything falls off a shelf in front of me, nothing new. Just a couple of the notes I did have NHL-wise, and then we're going to open into some NFL before finishing up with the AAF. The take warning part of tonight, take warning, the Hurricane, take warning, the Gladiators, come. They could make the playoffs, and if they do, look out. Because as good as Florida is even, Atlanta could potentially beat them in the series. NHL notes, Nikita Kucherov sets the point season record for Tampa Bay. He's going to continue to do that because he's going to get players, especially on their roster, but he's a really great player. Jacob Vrasic has been suspended 2 games for his high hit on Johnny Boychuk. 2-3 games is probably what he's going to get anyway. I think it's deserved. It was just a hit that happens. Could have been avoided a little bit, but at the same time, it's what it is, and it's fine. And then not to be outdone, Jack Eichel was hit on Carl Soderberg, which looked a little bit like a retaliation. Not towards Soderberg in particular, I don't believe, but Jack Eichel was getting knocked around, and not many things were getting called, and some other things. So he kind of took liberties, and he's going to get suspended for that hit. Totally unnecessary. Hockey's a rough, brutal sport, but come on, guy, you're better than that. You're better than that, and that's just what I'm going to leave it at. You're better than that. Let's talk some NFL. Technology to progress with us, that would be great. There we go. As I say that, it starts to crash again, but no. Some NFL free agents, because that's what we're here talking about, right? Terry Water is re-signed with the Saints. I think he could be up to $12.5 million this year. I think base salary is about $7 million. Teddy talked to the Dolphins and realized that his best spot was potentially another year behind Drew Brees, and the Saints are, I believe, the same. The Badger Aaron Matthews, so no, nothing personal to Barry. I would welcome him on any team. But, it's after beating cancer and then coming back, he couldn't stay healthy enough to be on the field all the time. And they're going to let him go. The Broncos officially traded for quarterback Joe Flacco. If Flacco has anything left, which I think he's got a little bit, maybe he can. I don't think he's going to do any better than Case Keenum did. And, I believe Case Keenum is going to be a Washington Redskin. Good for him. I think that's going to be a good place as well. Let's see. The Jaguars are paying Nick Foles $88 million, including, I think, 50 of it is guaranteed. I think so. Basically, he's going to make about 22 a year. It's more in there. Mark Ingram is going to go to the Ravens. I think that immediately helps them. Everybody in that division seems to be getting better. Pittsburgh in trading Antonio Brown to the Raiders. The Raiders are another mess. I don't know. You get rid of all your young cornerstone building stars outside of Derek Carr, and then you start adding veterans and divas, and because Antonio Brown's a diva. He's a diva percent around. I don't care how good his talent is. I always wouldn't put up with it. Either ship up or ship out. And he got shipped out. He's in Oakland. The Browns ended up trading for Odell Beckham. Look out for the Browns even before this. But they are giving their young quarterback as many weapons, as much help as they can. They beefed up their offensive line. They have added playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. The Browns, another team that got better. Like I said, the Ravens, another team that got better. The Bengals still have a good roster. We'll see what they're going to do. But, yeah, Pittsburgh right now is third or fourth penciled in their division, and that's crazy. Still young, still early. We don't know. But the Ravens also add an Earl Thomas. That helps. Let's see. The Antonio Brown deal. There you go. You guys wanted to know. Antonio Brown was traded to the Raiders for a third and a fifth round in 2019. He's going to count $21 million to the Pittsburgh cap. I think they would happily pay more. It's the first trade under GM Mike Mayock for Oakland. Um, think he's going to make right at $20 million a year. They did redo his contract a little bit as he came over. It's a three-year two-year deal, and he is guaranteed at least $30 million of it, I believe. He's going to get close to $50 million if he sees the entire life of the contract. The Raiders, who not to be outdone after trading for Antonio Brown, you would think, okay, they got Derek Carr, they got Antonio Brown. They've got some good runners and a pretty decent line. So, you know, they're really making moves here. And then they trade their starting center, Kelechi Osemele, or Osemele, I don't know, however you say his name. But they trade him to the Jets. Good for the Jets. The Jets are loading up. The Jets are going to be better. They might be the second-best team in their division, only because the Patriots are still miles ahead of them as well. What else have we missed? The Falcons have added a couple guards, and they also added... There we go. Kenyon Barner, who is a running back slash kick returner. I'm sure him and Matt Barsher will get over that little incident they had. Typical NFL fan there trying to play a video in the middle of me talking. Okay, so let's go back to this. They signed offensive guard Jamon Brown. Going to be 3 years, 18 and three-quarter million, includes 12, almost 13 million guaranteed. They also got James Carpenter, the offensive guard, agreed to terms on a four-year, 21 million. They placed the franchise tag on Grady Jarrett because, yeah, you don't need to let him out the door. They have parted ways with some other people as well. Including Kevin Coleman, who signed with the 49ers, where he already knows his head coach. And the 49ers are another team that completely loaded up. Let me just kind of go with some of the bigger players at this point. The Steelers traded Marcus Gilbert to the Cardinals for a 2019 sixth-round pick. I don't get that either. Terrell Suggs signed with the Arizona Cardinals. One deal. Let's see. 1 year. No idea how much. Brett Hundley is the backup quarterback there. One year, $2 million. Told you about the Ravens. Cole Beasley, who apparently New England was after a little bit too. Cole Beasley and John Brown will be some wideouts for the Bills. Frank Gore is also there. Tyler Croft, they're doing the same thing for their young quarterback. They are giving him all kinds of weapons. Andre Roberts as well. Panthers haven't done a whole lot. Haha, Clinton Dix is a Chicago Bear, as well as Cordarrelle Patterson. Buster Screen also signed there. Sheldon Richardson and Greg Robinson are with Odell Beckham Jr. and Olivier Vernon as the new Browns. We know the Cowboys put the franchise tag on DeMarcus Lawrence. We'll see what happens there. They signed Jason Witten, who comes out of retirement for a one-year deal. He's going to make $3.5 million. If he maxes it out, it's $5 million. The Lions added Amendola. They added Justin Coleman. They added Trey Flowers. They added Jesse James, who recently said he's glad to be out of Pittsburgh with all the drama. Yeah. When a decently good tight end, he might be really good down the road. So far, he's not bad. He's pretty decent. But when he wants out because of all the drama going on, yeah. Packers re-sign Mercedes Lewis. It's one of the bigger things. The fact that they got offensive lineman Billy Turner on a four-year deal, they make up to 29.5. So that's big because they need some offensive. Let's see. Houston put the franchise tag on Jadeveon Clowney. Depends on if he is a defensive end or a linebacker as too far as what that's worth. Looks like we've got another Jimmy Graham situation here. They signed Bradley Roby and Tayshia Gibson as well. Devin Funchess is a Colt. When he goes from Cam Newton to Andrew Luck. Kansas City added the Honey Badger, Carlos Hyde, Alcofor just earlier today. Thomas Davis and Tyrod Taylor are Chargers. The Rams kept Dante Fowler Jr. They added Eric Weddle. Anthony Barr initially thought he wanted to be a Jet. Turns out he stayed with the Vikings. Here's New England. The Eagles traded Michael Bennett to the Patriots for some draft picks. I think they're trying to clear some cap. They re-signed Jason McCourty. They are going to need some receivers, though. A handful of them have left. The Saints add Latavius Murray. They re-sign Will Lutz to a 5-year deal. Congratulations, Willie. They added Malcolm Brown and brought Teddy Bridgewater back. The Giants have traded and let a lot of people go. And as soon as they got rid of Beckham Jr., they signed Golden Tate to a 4-year, $38 million contract with about half of that guaranteed. They added Jabril Peppers and Kevin Zeitler. I think Zeitler's a pretty good one. And Anthony Bethea. Jets added Le'Veon Bell and Josh Bellamy and C.J. Mosley. And then the trade for Kelechi Osemele, however you want to say it. The Raiders, we talked about. They also added Trent Brown, along with Antonio Brown. Eagles, DeSean Jackson wanted to finish his career where it all started, so he got himself traded from the Buccaneers to the Eagles. That's a heck of good for you. They also added Malik Jackson. Here's the Steelers. They added Dante Moncrief and Eli Rogers. 49ers got Quan Alexander, Tevin Coleman, D. Ford, who was traded by the Chiefs. They put the franchise tag on Robbie Gould, which pretty much means you're not getting him to Chicago. They added Jordan Matthews, Mike Person, Jason Verrett, and Jimmy Ward. They were busy. We're at Seattle. They put the franchise tag on Frank Clark. We knew that. They added DJ Fluker, Mike Iwapati, KJ Wright, Jason Myers, and they actually re-signed Michael Kendricks, but that's all based on his court hearing about insider trading and all that sort of thing. Ryan Griffin, the quarterback, signed with Tampa Bay. So did Deion Buchanan. Shad Perryman. The Titans got Adam Humphries, who apparently the Patriots also wanted. Roger Saffold, Kenny Vaccaro, Cameron Wake. Pretty big pickups for Titans. And then finally, Washington got Landon Collins, Case Keenum, and Adrian Peterson, who re-signed. There will be a test after this later along the chart. And, some big moves there. I don't think we're done seeing the big moves. I think we've seen a lot of them. And a lot of the ones may surprise you, or shouldn't necessarily. However, until we see these guys on the field, none of this really means anything. It's just a bunch of noise. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens at that point. Let's talk some AAF, right? Some Alliance of American Football. Talking about last week's games a little bit, I did watch them. The Apollos stay unbeaten. They're 5-0 now as they beat the Iron. The Fleet pick up their third victory over the Stallions in a pretty good contest. The Atlanta Legends pick up their second win, got a chance to be 500 this week. Pick up their second win over Memphis. And the San Antonio Commanders, who will play against the Legends, pick up their third victory and knock the Hot Shots down. So, at this point, this would be your standings, and I'll do my power ranking, and then we will get into this week's games. In the East, you got Orlando at 5-0, you got Birmingham at 3-2, you've actually got Atlanta at 2-3, and Memphis at 1-4. So Atlanta with a win, Birmingham, if they were to lose, would really make things interesting. Suddenly it's not two teams running away, it's just one. On the other side, you got San Diego and San Antonio both at 3-2, Arizona at 2-3, and the Salt Lake Stallions at 1-4. That moves us to week 6. Everybody's asking. It goes all the way to week 10. You play 10 games, and then there's a first round of the playoffs and a championship. Week 6, the Saturday game, the 4 o'clock game on Bleacher Report Live. Somebody's getting their second win. Because the Memphis Express and the Salt Lake Stallions, this will be in Salt Lake at Rice-Eccles Stadium. This will be in Salt Lake, though. Like I said, both Salt Lake and Memphis have one win and 4 losses. Somebody's getting the 5th loss. Somebody's getting a second win. Let's see who it's going to be. The Saturday game at 8 o'clock is on NFL Network. That is where the 2-3 Arizona Hotshots will try to derail the Orlando Apollos, who are 5-0. That one is in Spectrum Stadium in Orlando. Somebody's going to get in front of Orlando. They might run the gauntlet at this point. The 8 o'clock game on Sunday, which will also be on NFL Network, is the Birmingham Iron at 3-2 versus the San Diego Fleet, who are also 3-2. Somebody's getting their 4th win. Somebody's getting their 3rd loss. San Diego has actually put on a pretty good charge lately. And Birmingham is on a 2-game losing streak. So that one could be quite entertaining. Now, I skipped over the 3rd game because it's the local game. The Atlanta Legends at 2-3 will host the 3-2 San Antonio Commanders at 4 p.m. at Georgia State Stadium. That is a CBS Sports Network game, of which myself and John Watts from right here at Impact Media will be in attendance. So we're going to go early. We're going to try to hang out with you guys and tailgate and do some other fun things. This will actually be very interesting for a lot of different reasons. One of the main reasons to me is that every time I've seen a football game in this stadium, not only was it college, but I was in the press box. This will be the first time that I am a paying patron of a football game, and it will be a pro football game. So this should be a lot of fun. We're going to try to hang out and do some cool things. Maybe we'll do some Facebook Live, stuff like that. I think you guys will really enjoy it. But, yeah, if you're walking around, if you see it, you definitely want to try. You take the selfie. Take a selfie with us in it, or take the photo with us. Put it up onto any of our social media platforms, tag us in it, and we'll see about trying to get you some swag. Try to do something cool for you. But, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun right there. Let me just throw this out there once again. Atlanta did make a quarterback mainly because Matt Sims hurt his hand. He didn't play all last week at all. Aaron Murray played. I think they're pretty equal as far as talent. So for anybody who thinks the only reason that the team is winning is because of Aaron Murray, not quite. I think Matt Sims will be doing almost the exact thing. But he had the hot hand. I don't know the status of Matt at this point, so I would imagine Aaron is going to be playing. He's going to be starting. But the emergence of a run game has really opened up the passing game, as it should, and this defense is starting to really crack down on people. They're starting to really, really crack down to where their defense is pretty good. Now, they're facing a Commanders team that has done a lot of really, really good things this year as well. They've also had some interesting moments. The games they've lost were either last-second scores or just couldn't hang on in the end. You know, those kinds of things. They've been in almost every game, really close. They do some really fantastic things. I'm looking forward to this matchup. These are two teams that really need the win for various reasons. But it just seems like this might be the game of the week. And I'm going to go ahead and say I think it's the game of the week. But, yeah, we're going to be there at that one. Come by and say hello. I said we'd love to see you. We're not hard people to find. You guys know what we look like. It will be St. Patrick's Day, so obviously we will be rocking green something. I don't know what yet. We'll just both be in green. Be pretty easy to find us. And I think that's actually going to do it for us this week. Now, the last thing I want to get to, and it's something I want to bring up. It's called What Are You Digging? And that means what are you digging on, necessarily. Not you know, what hole are you digging or something like that. No, it could be that. But at the end of every show, we're going to kind of tell you maybe some things. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a movie, a TV show. Maybe it's a recent recipe. I don't know. It could be the pen in my hand or something, you know. But we're going to, whoever we have on the show, we're going to say, what are you digging currently? What are you currently digging? And, you know, maybe suggesting stuff you guys could get into that if you're looking for something different. A couple things I'm digging into, some TV shows that I've finally gotten the time to kind of get into. Just watched all 6 episodes in the last week of I Am the Night. It's kind of a continuation of the Black Dahlia murders and that kind of all the press that got, and they never figured out who did it all. It's insane. But Chris Pine, this might be one of the best performances he's ever done. And yes, he was in things like Star Trek. It's just so good. And the girl that plays the main character in this is really, really good. I think it's a breakout role for her. But one thing I'm digging, I Am the Night. And the other thing I'm digging is, you know, another thing I'm really digging is also, oh, I know what it was. It's back in high school when the band The Vines come out, they had a album, you know, it's the one that had Get Free, you guys know the song, but the album Highly Evolved. It's just a fantastic album. Initially, I just bought the album in high school only because of the song Get Free. I recently started listening to the rest of the album. Fantastic. So shout out to you guys, The Vines. I don't even know if they're still together as a band, but Highly Evolved, fantastic. So the two things I'm digging is the 6-part kind of miniseries that was recently on TNT. I think you can catch it TNT On Demand plus a couple other things. But I Am the Night with Chris Pine, fantastic. And also the album The Vines, Highly Evolved. Those are two things I'm digging on. Definitely go check those out. And past that, that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate you guys tuning in for another special double episode of Sports Club Board Check. Take command. Take command, I'm saying, because I think the Commanders are going to win on Sunday. So disagree with me, find me, we'll debate it, and Atlanta fans, don't at me, bro. I'm Jeremy the Impact Dork for everybody here at Impact Media, for everybody who does things for Sports Club, for Board Check, and all such. We'll see you guys next week. Take command. Take warning. Go watch hockey.
In the city like Quake, yeah. The haters blow in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's bake, yeah. I'm taking the game's mine, yeah, witness the change, it's my time, yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, daylight, save the time, I like a dad told me, I don't choose hell. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might could possibly get down with the tool in his pants. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound of real fat, just like the percolator.
Missed it by that much.